This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. School teachers are generally not paid when the school's closed for the summer, although sometimes they divide up their school year salary so that the paychecks keep coming over 12 months. During the time off, some teachers have been building software programs and websites that are helping to create the classrooms of the future. Marketplace's Adrian Hill covers technology in education for our Learning Curve series.
Laura Fenn was teaching fifth grade in North Carolina when her school cut back on PE and recess.
They actually started to count walking from the classroom down to the cafeteria as physical activity time.
It gave her an idea.
The basic format of it is that students listen to educational podcasts while they walk.
Our topic for today's walk is idioms. When you said you wanted to get something off your chest, that's not what
Fenn's nonprofit, the Walking Classroom Institute, is now her full-time job. She's one of many current and former teachers developing digital classroom tools. No Red Ink, Better Lessons, Smarter Cookie are just a handful of ed tech companies founded by teachers.
But it's not until you're actually in the classroom that you realize and truly understand the pain points.
Benjamin Levy got frustrated that educational videos weren't more interactive. Now he's CEO of EduCannon, which lets teachers add questions to online videos. High school physics teacher Peter Bohatchik was stymied by teaching physics from a book.
Physics is about the analysis of an event, not a abstract, contrived text description.
So he and a partner created direct measurement videos, which allow teachers to illustrate the basics of physics, from the speed of sound to Newton's second law. Bohatchik's videos are free online. He wants to keep them that way. But others see the booming market for educational technology and want a piece of it. $8 billion and growing. And a new distribution model.
As a teacherpreneur, you can probably very easily get it in the hands of other teachers, especially if it's, say, free, which appears to be the most many teachers are willing to pay for an app these days.
Frank Catalano is an ed tech industry consultant. He says the challenge for teachers is the challenge for most educational tech startups, turning a good idea into a sustainable business model. So you teachers out there, it's time to put your problem-solving skills to work. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
For all of our coverage of education and tech, you can go to marketplace.org/learningcurve.